This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Don't believe anything you hear on the radio. Don't believe anything you see in the media. Don't believe anything you read on the internet. Do your own research, make up your own mind, and don't believe anything we say at USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you're going to tell us a little bit about Harry and Meghan. And I mentioned that almost single-handedly, Meghan destroyed the monarchy. Almost single-handedly. Any comments about that? Or is destroying the monarchy? Let's say it that way.
Yeah. I think the monarchy is... I think they're all crazy. Harry and Meghan are not doing good things for the royal family, but Prince Charles, King Charles now. My gosh. There's this thing where there's people calling for the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex to be stripped of their titles. And, you know, because they've moved to America and they have said repeatedly that they don't want to be part of the royal family anymore. So there's people within the royal family saying, well, why don't we just cut them off and strip them of their titles? And, you know, oh, my gosh, this is just crazy. She has no idea. I'm talking about Meghan Markle has no idea what she's doing. And King Charles, New Year's Eve, New Year's fireworks in London was utterly pathetic. And I know that you don't really like fireworks or agree with fireworks, but there's a little bit of an international competition with the capitals around the world of who's got the best fireworks display on New Year's Eve. And I think it's a thing of national pride. It's a thing of my fireworks are bigger than your fireworks. But the London fireworks this year was utterly pathetic. And instead of having the usual music in the background, they had this speech by King Charles. And he was basically waffling on in that voice of his of how diversity is our strength and we all have to be friends with one another. As his country is being taken over by people that are at war with us, meaning the jihadis have moved into London, they're utterly taking over. It's just there's areas where white people can no longer go in England. And it's just, this is their own country, and they can't go there because they're going to get attacked. You know, regular English people cannot go to parts in their own country. And Tommy Robinson has spoken repeatedly about this, and about the child sex trafficking that's going on, and the police are doing nothing about it. That is something that has been proven. That is something that has been reported on endlessly. And then King Charles comes along and says, or diversity is our strength. We all must just get along and, you know, be nice to each other. That's just completely, what is he thinking? What are they all thinking? It's Harry and Meghan. It's also King Charles. The only ones it seems that have any sense might be Prince William and Princess Kate. They're the only ones who seem to be holding things together with a modicum of common sense. And Princess Anne. But the rest of them, Prince Edward, Prince Andrew, oh my gosh. It's the most dysfunctional family on the face of the earth. It's nuts. And it shows how much trouble we're in.
The Biden family's pretty dysfunctional.
What was that?
The Biden family's pretty dysfunctional, too.
Yeah. And in America, you know better with your head of state. They're all nuts. They're on a money trip, power trip. You know, Jeffrey Epstein trip. It's just, and that little black book. Epstein's client list was released, and apparently there were only about 200 and something names in it. And apparently he had thousands of clients. There's no way that all of his clients' names were all released. And there's three that apparently managed to bribe somebody enough money to have their names withheld. And I can have a pretty good guess of who those people are, but I'm not going to say it on air. It's just these people, but the whole world is going nuts. And the only thing is, getting back to the Victorian weather situation, okay? People here in Victoria, they had their electricity cut off by these storms, and in Queensland as well. They lost their electricity in Queensland on Christmas Day, and there's thousands of people living in Queensland who still have not had their electricity reconnected in southeast Queensland, Gold Coast, Mount Tamarine, and the surrounding areas. You have to be responsible for you. I'm talking to everybody in the class. You have to be responsible for you. Because when these storms came through, I knew that if I lost electricity for a little while, it would be because the sun had gone away. I don't have a diesel generator. I don't have a petrol generator. If the sun goes away and my battery runs down, my lights go out, but the sun will shine again and then the lights will come on again. That's how it rolls. But there's people in Victoria that have lost electricity. I don't know if they've got it back yet or not. But there's certainly people in southeast Queensland, because you see all the electrical technicians from Victoria were called up to Queensland to fix the situation up there. And now you've got all these storms in Victoria. And there's none of these highly trained linesmen in Victoria, because they're all in Queensland fixing the electricity up there. And there's not enough of them. Everything's falling apart. That is for sure. Everything's falling apart. You have to have your own electrical supply. You have to have your own water supply. And you have to have the knowledge how to dig a hole in the backyard and put a shed over it and a bucket seat or a bench seat so that you can deal with your waste. You have to know how to grow food. You have to know how to keep chickens. And you've got to do these things. It's a matter of survival because it's all going away. We're surrounded by incompetent people We're surrounded by clickbaiters. We're surrounded by people who are baying like mad hounds for World War III. And one thing that I did come across was sites a couple of internet sites saying that they wanted to bomb the Kremlin on YouTube. People are saying this on YouTube. Ukrainians. Not that they have done it, but that they want to do it. This is something that is a powder keg. You have to be responsible for your own person because there's nobody coming to help you when it all goes down. You have to be the one who is responsible for you. And I know, Vincent, that you've said that a lot of times, but it's absolutely true. Because otherwise, when the lights go out, you're not going to have lights unless you've figured out how to build a solar power system with parts that you buy off eBay. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute perfect sense. As a matter of fact, I've been talking about generators, and I've been saying that, you know, diesel's fine. Except diesel fuel does not last forever. I mean, even in storage, it does not last forever. And propane is the best way to go because it does last. You know, as far as we're concerned, it lasts forever. It lasts a lifetime for sure, as long as you don't have a leak in the tank or in the lines. But even if you have a generator, you know, the fuel will run out. And here's an interesting thing, Gwyneth. You know, it used to be, let's say 200 years ago. And that's not all that long ago. So 200 years ago, people would sleep at night. And they would work during the day. Why? Because it was light during the day and it was dark at night, and people would sleep during the night. But we bring in electricity, and pretty soon we have the ability to have light when it's dark outside. So now we want more. We want daylight when there is no daylight. And we have electronic devices that we want to work 24 hours a day. And we are destroying the planet so we can see at night. We don't need to see at night. We really don't need to. I mean, yes, there are some emergencies, and it'd be nice if an ambulance had headlights. That'd be great. But we don't have to illuminate cities so that they appear to be in full bright sunlight during the night hours. We don't need that. But yet that's what people want. And we're going to destroy the planet providing that. Here's another thing. I'm working on this piece of equipment. It requires a battery, a Group 26R. Kind of an oddball size. It's a little smaller than a light pickup truck battery. It's probably about the size of a normal mid-size car battery today. We know, with a little tiny engine. And so I really wanted a 3-year warranty. I think that there might be a little more quality in a 3-year warranty battery than a 90-day warranty battery. By the way, they're making batteries and selling them with a 90-day warranty. And a 1-year warranty. And, yeah, well, this is all a result of reusing the lead because Barack Hussein Obama decided to put an end to lead smelting and refining and mining and manufacturing here in the United States. He decided that we don't need no stinking lead. Well, now a car battery can cost $300. You know, what used to cost, $30, now it's 10 times more. Okay, so we got a call from the auto parts company that we're going to deliver it yesterday, but they said, no, we can't, because you know why? Because we checked the date, and it was manufactured in 2021. It's already out of warranty before we even sold it. How about that? We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, let's say you're going to buy a car battery. Here's a lesson from 5-Minute University. And there's a code on the battery. Usually it's a sticker, a round sticker maybe, or rectangular sticker, and might have like A24. Or it might have B23. A would be the letter of the month. So A would be January, B would be February, C would be March, 24 would be the year, 23 would be the year, 21 would be the year. So what happened with this particular battery? If you've ever been to Walmart, you see a rack with car batteries. They roll the new batteries in the back room, and in the front, you slide your battery out of this rack, and it's tilted, sloped downward so that the batteries get filled from the back, and you take the one that's the oldest, because that's the one that's in the front. They replace the batteries as you buy them from the back, so the newest ones are in the back, the oldest ones are in the front. Well, evidently, somebody didn't check this particular battery rack at the store, and the battery was from 2021. It has a two-year warranty, which means it's the most it could be is 2023, but it's out of shelf life already, and it's gotten missed somehow. So, fortunately for us, the salesperson pulled the battery off the rack for delivery and said, the date code shows it was made in 2021. So good on him, right? However, we are dependent on people to check things. So what I'm telling you in class in 5-Minute University lesson is you have to check the date code on all the batteries. if you're going to buy one. And what I do is if I happen to be at the Chinese factory outlet, and I haven't bought one from them in many, many years, if not a decade or more, I will pull out the first one, second one, third one. Like, oh, here's one that's made, you know, like last month. That one, that's the one I'd like to get, not the one that was made 6 months ago. Because if you have a warranty problem and you don't have your receipt, they'll say, oh, well, no, this is out of warranty because it's old. And it might have been old before you bought it. Okay? So it's incumbent upon you to know that, and it's incumbent upon you to check. And why would you want to buy a battery that's been sitting around for a while? Okay. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. If anyone in the class wants to get a pen and paper out, I will tell them how to build a small off-grid solar power system. How's that, Vincent?
I've got my spiral notebook, and I've got my Bic pen. And by the way, I think the Bic clear tube pens, the old style from the 1960s, are the best value because you can get about 10 of them for a little over a dollar. I think it's the best way to go. That's what I use. Yep. And by the way, class, if you buy them and you stick with one color, you have to read between the lines here, class. If you stick with one color and you go back and you need to make changes to something you wrote, you know, a couple months ago, you'll be using the same pens, same pens, the same lot. And you know what? It looks the same.
You can do it.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, back to you.
Anyway, here I have, I'm not sitting in the dark at the moment. I've got my main solar power system has decided to call it quits for the night. That's the one with the nickel-ion battery. But I have a second system, which is a smaller system, and it consists of about 300 watts of panels, okay, and they are hooked up to a 30-amp charge controller, so 300 watts solar panels, 30-amp charge controller, so the 300 watts of panels are wired into the 30-amp charge controller, and out of the little battery hookup on the charge controller, there's two wires going down to a marine gel sealed battery, 135 amp hours. And then hooked up to this cell, 135 amp hour, is a 3,000 watt / 6,000 watt peak.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Watch it.
I there's something
happening. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us, and she's talking about building a small, inexpensive, solar-powered electrical generation system. Gwyneth, you've got solar panels, charge controllers, battery. Can you just do a recap and then continue, please?
Okay. Now, there's 3,000 watts of solar panel, okay, hooked up to a 30-amp generic charge controller. And from the battery port of the charge controller, there's wires running to a 135-amp-hour sealed marine gel cell. Okay? And then from the marine cell, there's wires going to a 3,000-watt/6,000-watt peak inverter, which converts the 12-volt current to 120-volt current. And there you've got your mains. There you've got your AC electricity. And that system has been going 24 hours a day for about the last 6 months. The only reason it's ever been off is because I've turned it off and it has my laptop computer more or less permanently plugged into it. It has a string of about 200 solar lights, which can run 24 hours a day. That means a LED, a string of 200 LED lights, like Christmas lights. So there's lot, they could very well be clear, but it just happens that they're all colours because that's what I had. But yeah, this is it. So they could be clear bulbs, but these are the like you would wrap around a Christmas tree. But they're not wrapped around a Christmas tree. They're wrapped around some lines that are going backwards and forwards along my rafters. And they provide light. And the system also has plugged into it permanently a USB camping light, which is extra light, and my cell phone. And really, that's what you need. You don't need your whole house lit up at night. You need one room lit up at night. That's what you need. And it's actually best if you're in that sort of grid down situation and you've got a family, if everybody sleeps in the same room. Because then, if there's a problem, then you're all in the one place. And it means that instead of having, if you've got people sleeping in different parts of the house in a world that's not maybe as safe as it once was, every person sleeping on their own, if there's somebody climbs in through the window or something, that anything could happen to them. And the rest of the family wouldn't even know about it until it was too late. Does that make sense, Vincent? But yeah, when I say that it's best in a grid-down situation or in a situation where you have to live in a world that's just not safe if you all sleep in the one room.
Absolutely.
With the dogs inside.
Yep, dogs are a good start.
Dogs inside.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And outside, depending on how many dogs you have.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a couple comments. Gwyneth, I believe I heard you say 3,000 watts of solar panels. Did you mean 300 watts?
I meant 300 watt solar panel, 3,000 watt inverter.
And 135 ampere hour marine gel cell battery, which is like something that you'd have for a trolling motor on a little John boat or something like that. Or actually, I use them for our tractors because they hold a charge for a really long time. Really long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very durable.
Yeah.
And the reason why I pick that is it doesn't off gas.
Right.
Okay, that's why if you're going to use a cell inside, use a sealed gel battery. or sealed gel cell because it doesn't off-gas.
Yeah, and it's less likely to explode.
Yeah, it's less likely to explode, and especially this unit is sitting probably about two and a half, 3 feet away from my fireplace. So that's why I choose the sealed marine gel battery for that situation. And I would not use a, in that situation, in other situations it would probably be fine, but I would have to have it vented to the outside because it would be producing hydrogen gas, and hydrogen gas next to a fireplace is not a good idea. But a sealed battery is, I would say, fairly safe. You know, so it's not immediately on top of the fireplace, obviously. There's about 3 feet gap between the battery or the cell and the fireplace. But if it was off-gassing, that might be a problem. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, I've had a battery explode, and you can look it up on the internet, class. You can look up car battery exploding, and she's talking about the flooded lead acid batteries, and that's what they call flooded cells. So there's an adaptive glass mat, which is pretty much a sealed with a vent design, and then you have the flooded cells, which off-gas hydrogen gas. And they're pretty darn dangerous. And if you look at the caps on a, how do you tell? Well, if it looks like it has a cap that you can open, or two caps that you can open, or six caps that you can open, if it's a 12-volt battery, that would be a flooded cell. If it doesn't have a way you can add electrolyte, that would be a sealed battery, or the type that, a gel cell that Gwyneth is talking about. So, for uninterruptible power systems, you know, if you buy one of these UPSs, you know, you can tilt the battery upside down. It can be shipped in UPS or U.S. mail. That's because they don't leak generally. And they're not, a flooded cell, you know, with a liquid electrolyte. It's kind of a gel, and it won't pour out. That being the case, that's why they use those type gel cells in uninterruptible power system. So it's also available for automotive type uses, marine uses. And so it's a great way to go. However, I believe that the flooded cell will last longer. However, in this case, you really probably wouldn't want a flooded cell off-gassing hydrogen, you know, in a house. And I've had an explosion in a house with a flooded cell. It's a terrible situation. It really is. And if you don't believe me, go look up on the internet, look up car battery explosion, and then look at the images. You'll see it is horrific. When these things blow up, acid spatters everywhere, becomes a mist. And if you have a room that it's in, that's kind of a nice thing. But how do you get that out? You're going to have to open the window, and it's a mess. It's a mess. And it's happened to me. I had to use a respirator and decontaminate. It was no fun. So here's what I've done. Here at our house, about 10 years ago, I took a piece of pine shelving, 1 by 12, 8 feet long, and I ripped it down into 1 by 1s, which is really like 3 quarters of an inch by 3 quarters of an inch. And I made what is referred to as picture rail. Now, you know what chair rail is. Chair rail is about the height of the back of a chair, so when you push the chairs against the wall, it doesn't ding the wall, it doesn't mark the wall. So the chair rail is you know, a fancy piece of wood that it's decorative, and it keeps the chairs from marking up the walls. Well, picture rail is kind of like that, except it's about a foot from the ceiling. So it goes around the perimeter of the room, and I just made a real plain 1 by 1, 1 inch by 1 inch, picture rail, and nailed it to the studs behind the sheetrock of the walls. And I attached the same kind of strip that Gwyneth is talking about, LED lighting strip. It's about $10. You can get it on one of these, eBay. You can get it there. You can look at it. They have different varieties, different colors. They have warm white, cool white, different temperature lights. And I like the warm white. So that's what I used. And I have it on the picture rail pointing up. And I have it connected with a small two-conductor wire, alarm cable, to a 12-volt source, and it's been running for 10 years. It works fine. It runs cool because it has a radiating surface to allow the electronic components of the LED strip to be cooled by the air around it. So it doesn't get hot. It doesn't get really hot. It gets a little bit hot, a little warm. Provides light at a very efficient rate. You get a lot of lumens per watt. And it runs on 12 volts. Now, what I did, and they say, don't do this, don't do this. I don't know why they say it. But evidently, there's a difference in switch contacts between a direct current switch and an alternating current switch. But I have a bunch of these switches, 35 cents a piece when I bought them, you know, 15, 18 years ago. It's a regular wall switch. So I put a wall box in the wall. I cut a hole in the wall. I added it in. I ran a wire to a 12-volt source in another location. And I have a wall switch that turns on the picture rail lights that would be called indirect lighting. And it works great. Now, is it really bright? No. But does it light up a room at night? Absolutely. Do I use it as a night light? Absolutely. So I use it as a night light, and if there's I turn it off during the day with a regular 35-cent, you know, AC wall switch. It works just wonderfully because it's low wattage. And it lasts a long time. It really does. So I have it over the kitchen sink pointing down. I have it. We have a desk in the kitchen where we have a computer, and I have it in the cabinets above the work surface of the desk, which is really a kitchen countertop, just reduced height so that I can work at it with a computer there. And I have underneath the cabinets these LED lights from a strip pointing downward. It really, really works well. And I like the idea that I can turn it off with a switch, a regular wall switch. So those are some thoughts. It really, really works well. And do you need to light up everything? No. Are you going to be able to run a toaster oven on it? Absolutely not. You're not going to be able to have a small system that Gwen's talking about for several hundred dollars run a toaster oven. But do you need a toaster oven? I don't think so. I think we're going to get to the point where if we have just lighting at night for a few minutes while we want it, just so we can see where we're going and not bump into things, I think we're going to be really appreciative of that. But you got to do it now. Because when you can't get the lighting strips, that's not the time to get the lighting strips. You need to get them while they're still affordable.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, as a side note, been in contact with one of our students for weeks now. And he was very interested in building a solar system. And I gave him some advice and counsel on what we have done here, what worked for us, and some of the pitfalls, things to avoid, things to consider. And after considerable deliberation, I believe the student is on absolutely the right track. I won't mention his name at this point, but I have a feeling he'll want to call in at some point when he gets his complete system and talk about how this all went. And I advised him to stay with name brands, so you can have support. And you can, it's complicated. I mean, there's a lot of electronics involved in a solar system. It's really complicated to tune a whole house type solar system, to get it working at, the optimal level. And, I guided him toward, nickel iron batteries. That's what we have. He bought the same exact battery bank that we have here. I'm delighted he chose that. And because it'll last a very, very long time. And I can help him, with tricks of the trade there, too. And he also decided to follow my recommendation and buy solar panels. I told him how many, and he bought a pallet of them. That's 30 panels. And they are made by a company called Canadian Solar. Got a fabulous deal on them. I mean, incredible. And got an incredible deal on the nickel iron batteries as well. And he bought them direct. So if you want some guidance, if you're interested in that, if you'd like me to help you, I'd be delighted to do that. Just contact me, instructor@usapreparers.com, instructor@usapreparers.com, and make sure you leave your phone number and so I can call you, because this is complicated. I'll be glad to help you. I think you'll find out that you're not going to be making the same mistakes that other people make. So this is based on experience, my experience, and what I have done, and what absolutely positively works. So there are plenty of salespeople out there, and they'll sell you something you don't need, and they'll sell you something that won't work too well, which is most of the time. Gwyneth, back to you. Did we lose Gwyneth? Gwyneth, are you there? Huh. Well, you know what?
Hello?
I'm looking. Oh, yeah, there you are. Good. Good. Back
Hello,
to you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. When you are building a off-grid solar power system, do not get a lithium battery. Do not do it. These things are blowing up. They are burning houses down left, right, and center, and it's not getting reported that it's the lithium batteries. But when you look into it, it started in the carport. What do you think was parked in the carport? It was the Tesla. These things are blowing up left, right, and center. Lithium batteries are just bad, 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 bad news. Like I say, for a large system, I would definitely say nickel-ion battery. I have a nickel-ion battery as the main battery for my house. But if you want a small system for an emergency supply or to help reduce your electricity bill at night of the sort of system that I just described, then a 135-amp-hour sealed gel marine battery works just fine. Sealed cell marine cell works just fine. And, yeah, those are the two ends of the spectrum. But I would definitely recommend buying the components and constructing the system yourself rather than buying an off-the-shelf kit. Because then you will learn from the bottom up what does what in your solar power system. And then if a component fails, you'll be able to swap it out or you'll be able to repair it depending on your skill level for a new component. But you can't do that when you've got the whole thing combined, like charge controller and inverter combined into the one unit. That means if the charge controller goes and your charge controller / inverter unit, then you've lost your inverter as well. Whereas these charge controllers that we're talking about are 30-amp generic charge controllers. They sell for something like $15 each on eBay. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going to do another order of them. I buy 5 or 6 of them at a time. And I have them just sitting in my house. Sometimes if there's a lightning strike or something, then the lightning strike, you know, or a power surge or something might take out the charge controller. It might do that. But if you've got another one that you can just, you know, unhook the old charge controller, put a new one in, that makes sense, doesn't it, Vincent? What do you think?
Even more. Book 30 days in advance and save
big. Yeah, I agree.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.